Hi everyone, welcome back. Let's go ahead and let's get a little bit more practice with this bad debt estimation. And let's look at example 4 from the website problems. And this one's going to be a little bit more involved. Notice the name of the problem, comprehensive bad debt problem. We're going to try to basically take all that we've learned so far about bad debts and accounts receivable, and let's lump them into this one example and see if we can work our way through it. Let's look at the example together. Here's what it says. Grandma VZ has compiled the following information to help in determining its year-end estimate of bad debt expense. Here's the information they tell us. Our credit sales for the year. They tell us the sales returns and allowances for the year. They tell us what accounts receivable were at the end of the year. They tell us that the allowance for doubtful accounts at January 1st, beginning of year, had a credit side balance, and then they tell us about write-offs and recoveries that happened during the year. Part A says, okay, let's assume Grandma VZ is using the net credit sales method and estimates her bad debt expense to be 4% of net credit sales. Calculate the bad debt expense estimate and the net realizable value. Let's go ahead to the next slide and let's jump right into it. Now we know under the net credit sales method, our bad debt expense is equal to the net credit sales times the percentage expected to be uncollectible. So here's what we probably want to do as we're working through this problem. Take the credit sales of $500,000 times 4% and boom, estimate bad debt expense as $20,000. Except, guess what? That's not correct. That's not right. There's something that we're not accounting for. Take a look at the problem. What are we missing here? What do we not have in this formula? Well, the formula is net credit sales. We know how to calculate our net sales as our sales minus sales returns and sales discounts. There are no sales discounts in the problem, but they do tell us about sales returns. Thus, to get our net credit sales, you take the $500,000 minus $18,000. Looks like net credit sales of $482,000. Multiply that by the 4% expected to be uncollectible. Our bad debt expense is estimated as $19,280. Watch for that. That's one place it's easy to sort of trip up a little bit. Now, if you go to the next slide, one thing that we should never do when we're working these problems is not use T accounts. We should always have T accounts. And I've repeated the allowance for doubtful accounts, T account, here, with all of the different items that go into that T account. This is something you just need to know. You need to know what causes that account to go up and down, so you need to know what to put where in the T account. And you can see the recoveries and the bad debt expense on the credit side, write-offs on the debit side, ending balance at the bottom right. Beginning balance can either be debit or credit. The problem will always tell you. Now go to the next slide with me. Let's go back to our problem, and let's calculate the net realizable value here in Part A. Let's fill in what we know. What we know, the beginning balance given, $18,500 on the credit side. What else we know? Recoveries during the year on the credit side as well, $7,800. We also know that write-offs during the year recorded on the debit side of the account, $12,200. We just calculated the bad debt expense estimate, $19,280 on the credit side. This allows us to figure out the ending balance in the account, $33,380. And once we know that, we can go ahead and figure out the NRV, the accounts receivable minus the allowance. At the end of the year, accounts receivable given, $420,000. You've just calculated the ending balance in the allowance account as $33,380. Gives us a net realizable value, 386, 620. Those T accounts just make your life a lot easier in dealing with this bad debts. Please go to the next slide, and let's go ahead and do part B, the aging method. It says, okay, forget about what we just did. Let's assume Grandma VZ employs the aging method to estimate bad debt expense, and there is the aging schedule given in the problem, repeated on the slide. And what we need to do for each age category, take the amount of the receivables times the percentage given, and then add those products. The number from the aging schedule when we do that, $36,200. Note what's very important, the $36,200 is not your bad debt expense, but rather it is the ending balance in the allowance for doubtful accounts. Go to the next slide and let's work our T account. Beginning balance given, $18,500. Credit side. Recoveries given, $7,800 on the credit side of the T account. Write-offs given, $12,200. Debit side of the T account. When using the aging method, you're always going to end up with that ending balance from the aging schedule, that $36,200 from the aging schedule that we just worked with. This allows us to then solve for X, X being our bad debt expense. Set up the algebra equation, solve for X, your bad debt expense estimate, $22,100. Aging could be a little bit more involved, so you want to be comfortable with how it's done. And you have to remember the key point, that number you get from the aging schedule, multiplying the amount of receivables in each category times the percentage, is the ending credit side balance in the allowance for doubtful accounts. Please go to the next slide. We can calculate our NRV, net realizable value, as our accounts receivable, $420,000, minus what number? That's minus that ending balance in the allowance. We just got it from the aging schedule, $36,200. Gives us a net realizable value, $383,800.